Joe Masherette over there, folks. He's writing these songs, playing the guitar, and singing for you. Yeah, give it up for him now. All right, there you go.
Stop it.
Just kidding. Now stop. That's enough.
All right. Hey, let's get to the key of A, fellas. This next one here is one I wrote. That actually has been requested for our set several times today, and I'm happy to oblige. I'd already written it down on the set list. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with the Cincinnati area at all, or if you're from around those parts or anything, but across the river, there's a town called Newport. And y'all live there or something? I know. So I play a gig there every Tuesday with a band called the Northern Kentucky Bluegrass Band. They're a fun band, they're a good band, and I'm part of that band. And every Tuesday night when I'm in town, I'm not on the road, I'll be there. Sisters on Mom at 7:30 to 11. But that's not important. I'm not just doing a little plug here, a shameless little plug. But what I'm telling you about is the story that a guy told me. His name's Paul Malazzo, and he was supposed to be here this week, and I don't know if they made it. But Paul told me a story about a girlfriend he once had. And this girlfriend was a really great banjo player, but also had a gnarly dip habit. She always had dip in her mouth, and he wasn't that into that. But he really enjoyed her banjo playing, so he stuck with her as long as he could. But, you know. Anyhow, years later, makes for a great story, right? He tells me this story, and I'm like, man, that's a great story, Paul. I might write that into a song. It's going to be a hokey-ass song, but it's going to be good. And I come back 2 weeks later, and I come up to Paul's table, and he's sitting with his wife, Peggy, and I was like, Paul, I wrote a song about that girlfriend you had. And Paul was like, what girlfriend? And then his wife, Peggy, was like, what girlfriend, Paul? And then I was like, you know, the one with the banjo and the dip? And then he was like, I don't know what you're talking about, Joe. And then his wife, Peggy's like, what is he talking about, Paul? And they're sweet people. And anyhow, so I'm kind of confused. I could have swore that Paul Milazzo told me a story about a girlfriend he had that was a great banjo player and had a gnarly dip habit. So anyhow, I'm like, Paul, what are you talking about, dude? You told me the story. I wrote a song about this person that you told me about. And he was like, Joe, I'm so sorry, but like, I have no idea who told you that story. I believe him. I have no idea. I don't know who told me the story. I could have swore it was Paul. It wasn't Paul. So I got a song out of it, though, so that's okay. So I'm going to play that song for you now. It's a true story. It's called The Banjo Picking Tobacco Spitting Gal. Got on the record over there.